This is Akashvani. The news read by Priya Badu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized the spirit of unity and warned countrymen against divisive powers that aim to break the integrity of the nation. Addressing the Rashtriya Ekta Divas celebrations in Ekta Nagar, Kevadia in Gujarat on the birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, the Prime Minister underscored that the spirit of national unity is crucial for achieving the vision of Viksit Bharat over the next 25 years. He stated that during the last 10 years, his government has been constantly strengthening the spirit of one nation in all its policies and decisions. Emphasizing national unity, the Prime Minister said that there are several challenges before the country that are posing a threat to the unity and security of the nation. The Prime Minister urged citizens to remain vigilant and to embrace the spirit of India's unity in diversity. PM Modi said new history is being scripted in the country and India is emerging as a global leader. He highlighted that India today is a country which is progressive, inclusive, sensible and on the path of rapid development despite unstable global situations. Recalling the valuable contribution of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel towards unifying the country, PM Modi said that the 158th birth anniversary of Sardar Patel would be celebrated throughout the country over the next 2 years. Earlier in the morning, the PM offered floral tribute to Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel at the Statue of Unity in Ekta Nagar. He also administered the Ekta Divas pledge to the people and witnessed the Ekta Divas parade. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India and China have been holding talks at both diplomatic and military levels to resolve the differences in some areas along the line of actual control. As a result of the talks, a broad consensus was developed on the basis of equal and mutual security. He said this after virtually inaugurating the statue of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel and Major Ralengnau Bob Khating Museum of Valor at Tawang today. Mr. Singh said that the statue of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel in Tawang will inspire people, reminding them of the strength in unity and the unwavering spirit required to build a nation as diverse as India. He said that holistic development of the nation is possible only when the Northeast region prospers. He said the government will create a Northeast that is strong and prosperous, not only naturally and culturally, but also economically. Defense Minister carried out the inauguration from Four Corps headquarters in Tejpur, Assam. He was supposed to visit Tawang, but could not due to bad weather. The Festival of Lights Diwali is being celebrated across the country with traditional fervor and gaiety today. The festival, which marks the victory of good over evil, is celebrated by lighting up houses, temples and other public places. People also worship the goddess of wealth, Lakshmi, on the occasion. In Madhya Pradesh, every street, locality, market and house of the state has been illuminated. Our correspondent reports that people are celebrating the five-day festival of lights with great enthusiasm. India has extended its support for a Cuban resolution at the United Nations calling for an end to the long-standing U.S. economic, commercial and financial embargo on Cuba. During a recent debate, India's first secretary at the UN, Sneha Dubey, underscored the damaging effects of the embargo on Cuba's economy and people. She stated that as the world's largest democracy with a commitment to multilateralism, India stands with this assembly in its unambiguous rejection of domestic laws having extraterritorial impact. In a vote held by the UN General Assembly, 187 nations backed the resolution, with only the United States and Israel opposing it. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today paid floral tributes to Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel at his statue at Patel Chowk in New Delhi on his birth anniversary. Members of Parliament, former members of Parliament and other dignitaries today paid floral tribute at the portrait of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel in the central hall of Samvidhan Sadhan on the occasion of his birth anniversary. The political heat is rising in poll-bound Jharkhand as the ruling JMM and the opposition BJP are trying to garner the support of the people. Jharkhand BJP election in charge and Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that if BJP is voted to power, they will implement the National Register of Citizens in the state. Mr. Chauhan said that the Chief Minister Hemant Soren-led government in the state is responsible for infiltrators. On the other hand, JAM General Secretary Supriyo Bhattacharya alleged that BJP is misguiding people in the name of development. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.